The government is standing by the rollout of its no tertiary fees policy, despite $200 million earmarked for the program being redirected towards reforming vocational training. The Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, says since offering the first year of university free to school leavers, a five-year decline in enrolments has stabilised. The numbers have not increased, nor have they reached the initial forecasts. Mr. Robertson told me earlier on Morning Report that while the government will continue to review the best way to implement its no-fees policy, it is committed to offering three free years of tertiary training by 2024.
One of the things we're learning rapidly about the changing nature of work and education and training is that we do need to offer people lifelong learning. In many ways, that's what this policy is about. You don't need to take it up as a degree course. It can be taken
but
up
you are
in chunks.
Acknowledging.
So we will obviously, when it comes time to implement these policies, take a look at the world we're living in. That's the right thing to do, but it is our policy. We have committed to it, and that hasn't changed.
But the president of the Victoria University Students Association is disappointed the government is redirecting hundreds of millions of dollars allocated to the policy to other projects. Tamitha Paul joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Why are you disappointed? I mean, that money is going to polytechs. What's the problem with that?
I think there's just a lot of infighting in the education system, in general. And we know that this policy has been extremely helpful. I mean, we're having conversations with students consistently who are saying they wouldn't have come to university if it weren't for this policy, especially students coming from disadvantaged backgrounds, and especially those getting scholarships who can now dedicate that money towards, you know, accommodation and living costs rather than tertiary fees. So, I mean, I think that they should keep their commitment, keep the funding, you know, keep it where it is and where the promises were made, while supporting polytechnics, because I think in an ideal world, tertiary education, whether it's higher training, university, polytechnics, wherever it is, should be accessible to everybody.
But this is just a reflection, isn't it, that there are less people wanting to go to tertiary education, so there's not really anywhere for the money to go.
But I think it's, I don't think it's a good idea to assess the policy after 1 year. Like, yes, the numbers maybe, you know, stabilising, which I think is a good thing, but why are we assessing it and making such massive cuts to it after 1 year? Like, I think we do need to wait it out and see how it pans out.
Should it be universal? And this seems to be the debate, that from the right and the left criticising the government, saying, look, it's great that you're helping those who are disadvantaged get into tertiary education, but why does the money need to go to families that are wealthier? What's your assessment?
Well, I think it goes for everybody. It doesn't matter, you know, what your background is. You get that first year free regardless. But I think where we have been seeing the most positive payoff is for those students that wouldn't otherwise have gone to university or to polytechnic or into training. So I think we need to think about that as well.
What is your expectation when the government was elected? It promised that it would eventually get to 3 years of free fees by 2024. Do you think that is the expectation of students who will have voted for Labor?
Absolutely. Like, I know so many people and people my age that their dream is to see a world and in New Zealand where tertiary education is accessible and free for all people. And you know, this is so much more than the previous government was offering, and so we're supportive, but we just are really pushing for them to stay firm with that promise and not to backtrack on it.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because they haven't quite backtracked on it, but there is clearly some wavering or some thinking. They have said they're going to consider how things, you know, play out. It's still their policy. How worried are you that they may in fact change their minds?
I just hope they give it a little more time and don't cave into, you know, pressures coming from, you know, opposition. You know, as far as like most tertiary students are aware, the previous government did little to nothing for tertiary students, and it is really encouraging having a government that finally, you know, we've got a $50 increase for our student allowances, we've got the first year free for university. So yes, it might not be solving all the issues, but it's important that we're supportive that they're actually making moves in this sector, and I just hope that this doesn't cause infighting in a sector that already has that.
Could they expect a backlash, the government, from students if they were to move away from 3 years guaranteed free?
Definitely, definitely, because I know for a fact that this is why a lot of people voted for them, because of that. Because, you know, for me, like somebody that is first in their family to go to university, I can see how much having a degree can change, you know, your family, the communities that you come from. Tertiary education is so important, and if they were to backtrack, that would be so disappointing.
Tamitha Paul, thank you very much. Victoria University Students Association representative. Appreciate your time on Morning Report.